I think so, yeah. I mean, we're talking a historic shift. We're talking the whole Industrial Revolution started by Britain, depended absolutely on fossil fuels, on coal and what we now know is high carbon things. And we're moving away from that, and we're going to be the first country to move away from it really fast, and we're going to move it very, very significantly.
Does it go far enough in meeting the government's targets on climate change?
Well, Britain's the first country in the world to set such an ambitious target. It's got 80% cut in carbon by 2050. Now, this is law. It has to do that. So this is how you get there. And what it's worked out is the faster you do it, the easier it is. So it's going to go for 34% cuts within 11 years, 12 years. Now, this has never been attempted on any scale like this, ever, by any country. So, well, we don't know if we can do it, frankly.
I mean, do you think we can? I mean, it's very ambitious. Is it possible?
Well, I think everybody will say it's touch and go, and nobody... I mean, I think the wise money is probably no, not quite, but they can get a long way towards it, and they're putting up real money, so it's going to happen. So first of all, it's going to be nuclear power, low-carbon energy. It's going to be wind power, mainly offshore, but a lot of onshore stuff. There's going to be 3.2, maybe more, billion pounds going into household energy efficiency. The best way to save carbon is to stop using it in the first place, so every home in Britain will be given money to basically improve its energy efficiency. It's going to make a big difference.
But people will see their energy bills rise.
There will be, what the government says, and I think it's just plucked out of the air. They're saying 17% on average. I mean, it could be 27%, 10%, 50%. I mean, frankly, they don't know at this stage. But they're saying, no, it's going to come with cost. Now, but there's two other things, though. One of which is, what would be the cost of letting climate change has run away, and that's just uncalculable, or the cost of doing nothing and importing oil or coal or wherever from far away, and that's going to have energy is inevitably going to rise anyway. So to be fair to government, yes, there is going to be price increases, but these would have been inevitable anyway.
And 400,000 new green jobs.
Again, figure plucked out of just about anywhere you like. But yeah, there's a lot of money in, you're talking about the offshore energy industry. You're talking about something on the scale of offshore oil. So this is huge, huge developments. I mean, very large ports being built. And I mean, it's a very, very big operation, this. And then you're talking about building the wind thing, building marine energy. There's all kinds of different things. The jobs will come from all kinds of places, especially in the city, the big carbon markets developing. So 400,000 jobs, maybe. I mean, we'll see.
Now, Labour might not be in power in just over a year's time. Are the Conservatives...
They're aboard. And the Conservatives got up yesterday and said, well, basically, these are all our own ideas. And so they applauded. And to be fair to them, yes, Conservatives have pushed them very hard on this. And there's no way they're going to go back. Britain has got commitments. It has to abide by these laws. Now, these are set up by the EU. You've got the post-Kyoto agreement coming up in a few months' time. These things are unavoidable. There's no way that Britain can get out of it. So every political party is aboard on this one.
The threat of climate change is so grave, John. Is this enough?
Well, it's not just a threat. It's happening now. And all the research shows that there is real evidence of it happening, kicking in much, much faster and much deeper than anybody expected. So an 80% cut within 40 years sounds a huge amount, but actually it's not very much. It's only like 2% a year. I mean, we're really not talking very much at all. And already scientists are saying there's no way we can hold temperatures to 2 degrees with this kind of cut. We've got to go for 100% cuts. We've got to go. I was in Geneva yesterday. They were talking there. Britain's ecological debt represents 160% cut. That's what's needed. So we're talking about something very, very profound in the way we treat the atmosphere.